There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Was it huge?
No, small.
We're rolling.
I mean, they had to come out a little pussy.
Yeah, of course. That's the thing.
Had to.
Yeah.
Is that how we start? No,
do
I don't think so.
Do doggies have C-sections?
They have D-sections. D-sections.
Yeah.
Eddie, I just want to say, you know, we had a absolutely fantastic weekend. As you can hear, my voice is destroyed. Ed's voice is destroyed.
I'm a little better now.
Yeah, but my voice is destroyed.
I was really bad during the show.
Yes. We had so much fun in Urbana. After our indie show, great show in Indy, but
fuck
Urbana was special.
Big towns with things to do, dude, and people to talk to.
But I seriously, there are times though when Eddie and I are out that I almost feel like Magneto, where I have not control, but I'm using a man's mutant-like ability to empathize with pigs, to sort of weaponize it to find good pork sandwiches.
I know what I'm doing, dude.
But it is, you have this ability. You empathize with pigs. You love pigs.
I love them.
You will probably talk to a pig.
Yeah.
But you also
they're
then,
smarter than toddlers.
But you seem to know instinctually then also where the good pork is.
Well, all right. Here's the thing with delicious pork and food in general. Things that are loved taste better. Does that make sense? Like, if you love it and you treat it well, it is more delicious after you kill it.
That's why Jeffrey Dahmer kissed him first.
Exactly.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson, and we had, that's why I even wanted to say this, is because, like, we'll just do Uncle Corner up top.
Yeah.
Exceptional pork sandwich.
It was really good. Well, I had an eggplant parm.
Yeah, he was healthy.
I was healthy.
Yeah, he was healthy.
I was a good boy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because everyone, that's what you know about an eggplant parm. That's the first thing that comes to my head.
Yeah.
Oh, that the light health
chicken's
dish.
Too much today.
Oh, I don't need all that meat. I need something that is only oil.
Well, I was going to get the Italian sandwich, and
yes,
then she said that the eggplant parm was particularly good there, and she was correct.
She was, and that was, what was the name of the place again? It was
Baldorado's Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage in Urbana, Illinois. Shout out to you fuckers.
And we also asked for recommendations, and guess what you guys did? Not a single one of you told us to go to Baldorado's.
I had to find it on my own.
We had to find that on our own.
I'm such a good sandwich hunter. You have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll find a good sandwich in a fucking pile of dead dogs.
Yeah, I feel like I'm using like a psychic Native American to help me find oil. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it feels. It feels like I'm using a kind-hearted, empathetic ability to point it towards destruction, and I don't mind it because I win. I got the porchetta sandwich because I'm not a fucking cuck.
It's hard, too. I gotta tell you. Like, because, like, Henry, if you're on the road with Henry, Henry's yelling, where's the food? Why are it's not fast enough? Find it faster. We're making a left now.
No!
But I found Baldorado's porchetta and Sicilian sausage, and boy, oh boy, do I love you Italian Midwest ladies.
Those Italian Midwest ladies, I wanted to fold them up. I wanted to put them in a basket, and I wanted to take them home with me.
I wish we could borrow them at least for a month.
But yeah, just go check
that
out.
We probably could borrow them for a month.
No one would know they were missing.
No, I mean,
there's nothing there. No one's there.
Baldorado's is there, and if Baldorado's goes down, that whole fucking town collapses.
No, Baldorado's comes home. Baldorado's comes to California. You're right, but yes, you guys got really good work out there,
God,
except for those
damn
of you that did not recommend it, and that's where you failed us, and I will never forgive you for that, but we're going to come back to Urbana, because that's how good the show was.
The Lincoln Square Mall was weird.
Well, that's the whole thing. We're going to leave that there.
That was just like a garage sale that was disguised as a mall.
Yeah, but that's for them. And again, we made fun of that to their faces, and that's special. And we only do that on Side Stories Live, and you can go and get tickets for that on
lastpodcastontheleft.com.
Because Eddie and I, we do come up with material. We talk about fucking macabre shit, but we will absolutely eat in your town and roast the living fuck out of it.
That's right. In April, we're going to be in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Fairbanks and Lexington. So come check us out. Right. Lexington, Kentucky. And that's going to be good. I can't wait for that one. To be honest with you.
This week, I just want you to know, up top, we're not going to hit an update today because let's take a break. You know what I mean?
We deserve a mental health break.
We all did it. I was watching and stuff. We are going to talk about...
It ain't going away.
No. We are going to talk about the Italian Trump next week, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We also have a bunch of other stories to go deep into. There's so much still going. It's still there. Don't worry about it. I get to say, look, we're not doing an update here, sure. But we did get to tell our driver all about the Epstein files their way from Urbana back to Indianapolis, and we scared him. We also got to tell, you remember that anonymous married couple we met at the rooftop bar?
Oh, yeah.
I told them all about the Epstein files. So don't worry, yes. we are
hitting the streets.
We're directly delivering Epstein information to the people.
Yeah, and that chick, she told you, she was a real nurse.
Oh, trauma center nurse.
And then she told you about shrimping?
Oh, well, that was one of my favorite things. So I told her about the Epstein files.
No.
And she told me about shrimping, which she learned from her nurse Instagram, which was like, she follows a bunch of nurses. And shrimping is when you are a man, mm-hmm. and you come into a woman's ass, and then you suck the cum out of the ass.
So it's not felching, it's shrimping.
It's not like Bubba. It's not Bubba Gump shrimping.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can. You can eat shrimp.
Mm. Yeah.
And do it.
I think it should be called krillin' it.
Well, that'd be cute.
That's krillin' cute. Because semen's closer to krill than shrimp.
This is why financial shrimping, it just says to suck on someone's toes, is according to Urban Dictionary, but not. That's not what this nurse showed me.
No. She had a whole video about it.
And she was on a staycation with her husband.
It was one of those things where it was like, she clocked Henry and was like, I think he needs to know about shrimping. And I was like, this woman knows how to read a fucking room.
Yeah, dude, I've never experienced that.
So
I was so happy, but also because, I mean, I led with the Epstein files.
Yeah, that's true.
And it really sets the temperature.
It really does.
Because, but again, we didn't do it on the show this week because we did it to P2P. We're out there, grassroots, ruining people's nights.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was the thing. Our stupid driver even did the thing. He was a nice guy. Fine guy, right?
He might be listening.
We plugged the show. We actually subscribed to the show.
I texted him the show, so he's probably listening.
Hey,
What's up, Jim? How you doing?
I'm going to
Jim.
But Jim, did he say, hey, I'm a bit of a Trump fan, right? And then we're like, unfortunately, he punched a 13-year-old in the head while she was trying to suck his dick. And then he was just like, ugh. And he was like, ugh, what? And I was like, go check it out. You know what I mean? Because we did a whole thing where we first said, like, you know, like we went and we softballed because first he asked you, like, what are your jokes on AOC? And we're like, you don't have any. You're sexually obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And then we then said, like, I don't know why you're sexually obsessed with her. I think she's beautiful. I think AOC's
she's
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
I also just like, she doesn't really enter my mind quite a bit. And she's also, whatever. Right now she's doing her job as she needs to do. But he was then kind of like to ask about the Clintons. So he was obviously kind of snowballing. And then we got to do, which was awesome, say, like, well, obviously Hillary Clinton's a villain, Bill Clinton's a villain. We believe that they should be probably in the Hague, right?
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't give a fuck.
Kill them.
And that's what we kept saying. We're like, we don't give a fuck. Like, we don't care if you arrest our people. They're not our people. None of these people are our people. You know who's my people? Ed.
Yeah, I like Henry. Rob's cool.
Rob's my people.
Champ's on the money. I like Ernie, my new dog.
Yes.
You know, I think he's cool. And that's about it. Julie's on the level.
Julie, yeah. Natalie, I claim Natalie. That's it. It's the only people I would claim as, like, representative of me. I would fight to keep you from prison.
I like Holden more than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's the truth.
That is the fucking truth.
I admire Bernie Sanders. I'm friends with Holden. You know, it's distinctly different. I don't care. I couldn't care what happens to Bernie Sanders. When he dies, unfortunately, I'm not going to shed a tear. I'm going to be like, replace him with somebody else.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? They're replaceable. Who gives a shit about a senator?
Man.
But just,
how would you feel if Bernie Sanders got hammer maniac?
I will say, honestly,
I think that would hit me hard.
I'm only saying,
I think I'd be upset if you got hammer maniac.
Only as a true crime ghoul, this is the only reason why I'm even saying this, because I'm just saying that it would be
great for the show.
Fantastic for
It'd
the show.
It'd be great for the show.
So that is my main.
If Bernie got hammer maniac, yes. It would be great.
You're going to turn me into soup?
How? What is happening?
I drink soup, but you're going to turn me into soup?
What is happening to elderly man's heads? How are they so thin? How are they so weak in this structure?
1% of the head is there. Give it away. All it takes is one little skull stuck with a ball-peen hammer.
But no, we don't wish that.
We don't wish that, but it'd be good for us.
Yes.
Just because it's good for us doesn't mean we want it to happen. Just like Trump getting elected. Great for our taxes, but I didn't want it to happen.
Did not even that great for our taxes, Eddie.
It isn't?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted, before we move on,
maximum.
We kind of disagree on this, so we don't need to spend too much time on it, but I do want to give a shout out to Horror representing at the Oscars this year. Fucking Sinners winning, Weapons winning. Two people we interviewed had big wins at the Oscars.
Big fucking deal.
Last podcast on the left, push, baby.
Yeah, we did it. Bump, dude.
Yeah, yeah, Coogler.
Sinners was Kreger, nothing until us.
You fucking owe us, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You fucking owe our goddamn
Where's
asses.
My chunk of, I want one of the arms.
Yeah, Ugly Stepsister got a nom.
Really good.
Very cool. Frankenstein. I didn't like it.
It was fine.
But I'm happy it was nominated.
It was beautiful.
It was very gorgeous.
It was beautiful. And
it was very silly to me, though.
Young Jacob Elordi, he was very good at that. He didn't have to talk a lot, which I think really worked for him.
He talked plenty.
He did, but it's
Frankenstein
still
talked way more than he should have.
But he did a good job.
Frankenstein's monster. The monster.
I thought he did a good job. I thought Jacob Elordi was fine. I am sort of looking forward to The Bride.
Bride looks cool, even though everyone says it sucks.
Whatever.
It looks awesome.
I'll take a bunch of drugs.
Nope.
But, you know, like, this is the Oscars. The only thing I'm slightly hesitant about horror getting too far into the Oscars world, only just because I don't want all of that money to destroy the beautiful ecosystem that is inside of the horror world.
Dude, I think no matter what, people will make $3 horror movies for all of time.
They better.
Whether the Oscars,
I'm trying
get
to. I got
or
a
not.
Budget. I got every word. I'm trying to. We're all going to make one.
Yeah. So I think it was a great year for horror. Last year was too with The Substance. I'm all about this. Fucking give it to horror. I'm here for it.
I just think it's awesome that amazing filmmakers are also bringing an elevated world of horror out to everybody. Amy Madigan getting it.
Yes.
The Oscar was fucking amazing. Can't believe that Weapons was also a wonderful cultural moment.
Yeah.
And it is nice to see. It does feel like culture in a way. Now, I don't know if it's healing.
I don't think it's healing, but it's just good to see people getting murdered and rewarded for it.
Yep. But that is in fantasy. Yes. In fantasy.
Yeah.
So, in all of this news, we have a lot going on, Eddie.
I got a question before we get started.
Please.
I'm just very curious on what your thoughts are. I don't even know what to deal with this. I don't know what's real and what's not anymore. Is Netanyahu alive? I can't. I have not seen proof he's alive. I don't know what to feel. I'm very curious. These videos that I've seen of him they've released, they do not seem real.
I feel we
in
might
the world
be
of AI.
This is the world of conspiracy theory that we are now heading towards. There
I
is
know.
Some view.
I'm There's in too some, deep. You've done this to me.
I know. And there is some there right now, there is some chatter that Benjamin Netanyahu might have been killed. In
or
a
died
raid
normally,
or died
maybe.
Normally.
He's an old man.
And that now he is sort of being replaced by what seems to be AI video. Now, that's a massive conspiracy theory.
It's a massive
theory.
Conspiracy that we don't have proof. No major news network or source is reporting on this.
Now, the problem is that he does this Jerusalem Cafe video, right? Like, they're saying, if you look. But you can see the fact that his ring disappears.
And the coffee doesn't move.
No.
And this just doesn't seem like it. I don't know if this
it is literally
AI video is like a distraction, like not put out by them and to like make us confused. Like, I don't know what's going on.
None of us do. Eddie.
I don't believe anything anymore because I got caught by that Ghislaine Maxwell video in Canada.
And the Epstein one when
yeah,
he was in
Tehran.
Yeah,
I got caught
Tehran.
By that too, now, so I don't even fucking know.
I think that they are comfortably in a world of smoke and mirrors and that we are not going to know for a while.
Yeah.
I would actually bet at this point that he's alive.
I think he's alive.
Because they are, but that does not mean he's not hurt.
Or sick or
something. Yeah. And so I would think that if he was dead, they would probably, that would be
pretty big deal.
It'd be a huge fucking deal.
And we're not yet at the point. We have yet to see it yet. I don't know. We have, because we're not yet at the full, which government's going to be the first to hardcore try to sell us that their guy isn't dead yet.
We haven't
decided. We haven't gotten to there yet. So I don't know whether or not they are going to be the first. I'm not going to put it past their current administration, seriously,
yeah,
to be the forefront on where we might game this to extend this out, because we can't say Iran killed him fucking first thing out. We really can't.
No.
Because it's going to make it's going to stop the war early. I don't think it would. I don't know what it's going to do.
Escalate.
There's no goals for the war. There's no, it's all just total utter chaos. Just keep talking, to not talk about the fact that the president's a pedophile.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. We're here now. We are just kind of ripping the band-aids off of a bunch of stuff, and they're just letting it fly, and we're going to just receive the end bit of it. I'm also going to say, in staying within the world of conspiracy theory,
yes,
that Kash Patel can go fuck himself.
Oh my God.
In trying to threaten California with this fake shit about the Iranian drones attacking us. It is literally just making shit up.
He just
to
wants
scare
us on
people.
His side.
Yes. It doesn't matter. He wants nothing. He has nothing in his head. He literally is an empty vessel, just like everybody else inside of the administration right now. He does not care about a single fucking thing besides social media.
Yeah.
So he is not trying to catch anybody. Nancy Guthrie's fucking salsa right now while he was partying and over there with the soccer team.
I can't believe he has to find this woman.
Yes. So she's fucked. That lady was fucked. He didn't even care about that. That's gone. That story's gone. And so another failure of his. Every single thing that he's doing is a failure, and he is now trying to scare California out of spite.
Yeah.
The same thing, now he attached J.D. Vance to quote-unquote look for fraud in California. Again, it's all just like weird.
It's what they did in Minnesota in order to attack them. But what Henry's talking about, in case you don't know, it kind of was swept under the rug.
Because
it was fake. It came out, there was a news report that Iran was gonna fucking hit Southern California with drones.
That might have been stolen from a place inside of America. That was one theory.
And they were
at
like a ship, deported just out in the Pacific Ocean, and they were going to come and attack us. And then the FBI said that, and then they had no evidence to support it. They just trying to scare us.
And then guess what? Like, we are in a surveillance state in which we have total space dominance.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that United States of America, that has the biggest military force in the galaxy, cannot see from space that there are drones haphazardly being flown at us from 9,000 miles away to a landlocked area? Like, you have to be fucking kidding me. I'm sorry.
So eat chicken.
It made me particularly angry.
It's a little bit late, but I should have done this a while ago.
What was it?
Oh, the pamphlets?
Yeah.
Pamphlets. Yeah.
We can get those in there. Yeah, hook them up. It's been hard.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been fucking. Yeah. I've got allergies.
There it is.
I have allergies.
Fine. You got allergies.
I have a scratchy throat. That's why I'm like this right now. I have my sinuses are acting up on me.
Say something nice about Kash Patel. You can do it. I'll go first. He's a fun person to hate. See? You can find something.
He has nice skin.
It's not horrible. See?
Sometimes you just
gotta do that.
I barely cut the ridge.
Yeah.
This time. That was tough.
Live from your grave.
Well, now it's time to get to some real news, Eddie.
Really? Oh!
Yeah, because we've been going through just so much fucking unbelievably bummer information. So much bummer information. There's so much bad news out there. And honestly, it's a distraction from what we should really be paying attention to.
Yeah, because the side story curse hit us last week.
It did, because we were too busy up our asses talking about the pedophilia cabal that runs a government. So we did not get to talk about probably one of the most significant moments in Bigfoot history that has happened since a lot of these kind of soft-faced men that I've seen on these podcasts, what they have said is that we have not seen a Bigfoot flap like this since 1978, when we had over, the statistic was that we had Bigfoot activity in 10 states in 1978.
Wow.
Yes, but what we missed was truly one of the biggest series of Bigfoot sightings that happened in a concentrated area.
No footage.
No. Why? Eddie, why ruin it with that? Why ruin it with that? We don't need that. They saw tracks and tufts, and they heard several vocalizations. Bigfoot flap in Ohio, and it's not just the sides of the boys working at the deli. We have got this. It is a huge, huge fucking story. A dramatic surge in Bigfoot sightings occurred last week from March 6th to March 10th. We had literally 8 sightings in over 5 days.
Now, do these people know each other?
The Bigfoot?
The sightings, people.
Oh, no. They're strangers. We got to remember, this is in Portage County, Ohio. This is out in the middle of nowhere. It's about an hour and a half southeast of Cleveland. So we're always out there.
So we're close to Akron.
We're close to Akron.
We're close to our people.
Cleveland seems to be claiming this.
Cleveland can go fuck. It's Akron.
I want to ask our Akron people how they feel about that, okay? Because Cleveland's trying to steal the one thing that you have, okay? So Portage County, which is kind of mixed and all this, they're saying that they saw these Bigfoot, right? Big feet, Bigfoot. That's what we call multiples of Bigfoot or a Bigfoot. We saw two separate creatures that seemed to be seen multiple times. One was a 10-foot black Bigfoot, mm-hmm. right? And the other one was a 6-foot brown Bigfoot. Maybe a lady. Maybe a lady.
Who knows?
Now, it seems to have gone along a river. Now, across the Portage and Trumbull County, it seems to be kind of affecting. And a lot of this was reported by one podcast. A guy that runs a podcast called Bigfoot Society that I end up listening to. He also did a little crossover with Blurry Creatures. I'm going to give him a shout out because that's where I got some of their information. Listening, they really did go deep in on this. Obviously, the guy from Bigfoot Society is Jeremiah Byron, is sort of he's definitely the John Keel of this. He largely goes on vibes. He says that he gets sightings every day between this, and he also works with this project called the Bigfoot Mapping Project, which is truly a remarkable resource for putting Bigfoots on a map.
Yeah, but anyone can just add their sighting. Like,
yes.
I could be like, I saw Bigfoot at the Burbank Mall.
You probably did.
But yeah, but I could just write that on the sighting map, so the sighting map seems flawed to me.
No, but you see, what he's done here is that they are color-coded. So I believe the greens are the ones that he himself has, they went and they verified. So Jeremy Byron would go and get these series of sightings, and then he would call them to sort of get the whole gestalt, right, to get the whole story. And to him, his belief was that, I know when I hear the truth. And this is what I'm hearing is the truth. So this is a undocumented. We got a bunch of these things, all right?
And it's interesting because you click on these and they give you a little description of what happened.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's very interesting. Now, the first report received by Bigfoot Mapping Project, this comes from this is AOL.com.
Oh, they're still doing stuff.
Oh, sure. March 6th, the first one took place in broad daylight. A witness saw out in the field in this area when they locked eyes with a 9-foot-tall, brown-haired Sasquatch. The terrifying thing is that this happened broad daylight.
Yes.
12/23. That was March 6th. Same day, they see another Bigfoot, right? A hiker heard something unusual as they entered in the woodland not far from the previous day's sightings. Next day, the footsteps were too low and too spaced out and way too heavy for a deer or another hiker. Then, just 40 yards away, a massive 8-foot-tall creature stepped out from behind the trees. Dark brown hair, long arms, and it turned its face just to look directly at the hiker. Now, the thing we know about Bigfoot, can't turn its head.
Oh, really?
No.
Why not?
Don't know.
Does it have neck bones?
I don't know. They say it moves like a gorilla, where it moves its whole body right to turn and look at you.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a big distinct thing about Bigfoot, and that's how Jeremiah knows is a Bigfoot.
Oh, because it turned its whole body to see him.
That's what he says. Bears don't do that.
Bears don't do that.
Bears don't fucking do that.
It said it was bigger than a bear.
Bigger than a bear.
Said it was 9 feet tall.
Yeah, they can be big, much bigger than a bear.
I don't think that's bigger than a bear.
Oh, it is. This one vocalized when it saw it. It went, and it vibrated through the trees.
Don't Bigfoot have a high-pitched voice?
But I think it was shitting.
Oh, you think it was shitting?
Yep. Search of the area later revealed two large humanoid footprints. The announcement keeps going. We have another one go. They see another woman saw a 7 foot tall creature, dark reddish brown fur, the beast with a big, fat, round, muscular arms and a powerful, heavy frame. It ran past the woman's house. And what she said was, it didn't seem like no deer.
No. It didn't seem like a deer because it was on two legs. Bears go on two legs.
Sometimes.
When they hurt their front paws, they walk on two legs, and it confuses people.
The next day, Jeremiah Byron got a call from someone who, quote, said straight up, I'm not a Bigfoot person. All right? And they said they were passing the Tinker's Creek area when a 6.5 foot lean brown Bigfoot appeared in their lane, but going against the flow of traffic. And she said they were so close that the witness said that their daughter could have reached out and hit the Bigfoot with her arm.
So it was walking along the highway?
It was on the river.
I was in the river.
There's the river, and then the German Shepherd went running after the Bigfoot, right?
And then it was scared.
And it came back and was scared. And that's how Jeremiah also said he knew it was real, because the dog was scared.
Now, all right, so I have a lot of family in Ohio. Shout out, Cincinnati. I know this is kind of far.
And they're very tall.
My family?
Julie's family is very tall.
Yeah, they're tall. Yeah, are you calling them Bigfoot?
I'm just saying... I noticed the pattern of information.
The thought that I was trying to convey was that it is cold as fuck there right now.
Yes.
Who are these people hiking?
Crazy
who's
people.
Who's hiking in the middle of goddamn winter?
People with no family.
It's fucking snowing every goddamn day.
Yeah, people who don't know how to have fun. People that are miserable on the inside and want to make others miserable on the outside.
I know.
That's what people do. You've seen Adam Wirtz in our network, right? Who does the thing where he's like, he refuses to wear pants or socks or shoes no matter what because he's like, oh, he doesn't get cold.
I've seen him in the snow in Brooklyn in shorts and sandals, and it freaks me out.
And he says, I don't get cold, right? He says, I don't get cold. There are guys like that that are like that. They're sick. They're attached to the cold.
So there's 8 different groups of people walking around. In the snow,
no,
in the middle of the woods.
No, random people that live out in the woods. And some are hiking. One was hiking. A lot of these people are just home and hearing these things out in the woods as they go along this, like, northeasterly pattern along the river.
So what does Bigfoot eat?
Stuff.
What do you mean stuff?
No, I mean, it seems that Bigfoot is more often than not omnivorous.
Uh-huh.
He does eat. He might eat
so
little birds.
Meat?
Maybe. He might eat squirrels.
Has anyone ever found Bigfoot shit?
One of the major issues is the fact that you would assume that a 9-foot creature that lived...
huge piles of shit.
Would have quite a bit of scat. We probably would have found more of their dead bodies. We probably would have seen more of them on hunter cams.
Unless they bury it.
Of course, yes. They could have had funerals for their shit.
We find dinosaurs. They're under the ground.
But they're not Bigfoot. And they're not a Bigfoot because I do find it interesting. One of the witnesses, though, which is why Jeremiah Byron ended up bringing the story to Blurry Creatures, because I guess over in Blurry Creatures they're kind of more like us, where they like to do the woo, and they also do, I think they're a bit Christian, so we'll find. I mean, I think I saw it was like a couple things. They said a couple things about Christ, seems to be within the Bigfooters community, which is like, because the Jeremiah Byron said something.
Oh, they're willing to believe in something that doesn't exist?
Yeah, right? He said something along the lines of, what if you ever get too close to a Bigfoot? What happens if something happens to you? And Jeremiah Byron did say something along the lines of, he's like, very lightheartedly, he's like, well, if I die, I just get to go to heaven sooner. And all the guys were like, yeah, yeah. And they all kind of said that very flippantly and moved on. And then it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's an extremist point of view. But that's fine. That's fine. But Bigfoot's not.
You sent me 3 hours of fat men talking about Bigfoot for research for this 10-minute bit.
Yes.
I'm just like, no way. I was just like, you sent two long, one was an hour and 50 minutes.
Here, play this video. Play this little section I have that I put in here, Rob.
I am not watching this.
I want you to play this one little section I have from Discovering Bigfoot, because that was the other thing that the dude from Bigfoot
Society.
You're so
lucky you already got married.
Play this. No, she has to hear this. She has to. Natalie gets this. She gets this. No, you have to go to it's saved at the 4-minute point. So this is from, this is a clip that from a Bigfoot documentary called Discovering Bigfoot by a guy by the name of Todd Standing, who is an absolute moron. But these guys are like, he's done a lot of fake pictures of Bigfoot. He swears he could call Bigfoot. But here, I just want to hear like this.
What's thing. His number?
You'll see. Oh, it's 867-5309.
Do you believe in miracles?
No.
Would you believe me if I told you there was a small mammal that flew around at night completely blind, and to survive, it had to consume thousands of mosquitoes every night?
It's a bat.
Sounds impossible? How about a small-brained aquatic mammal that spent its whole life building intricate aquatic structures?
What?
While surviving on wood?
No.
You probably would think all that's impossible, except you know that bats and beavers are a real, living, thriving species, one of many that currently reside here in the forests of North America. Now I'd like to tell you about another miracle.
He then combines it all
bats
with Bigfoot.
Bats and beavers to Bigfoot?
Yes.
Got a good point.
What do you mean he's got a good point?
Rob is a Bigfooter.
No, Rob's not a big-time Bigfooter. I am not.
You have sunk more time than any of us into Bigfoot.
I don't believe in him, though.
Yes, but
I think
you
it's
are,
very interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
I've watched Harry and the Hendersons about 35 times.
Harry and the Hendersons
phenomenal
is actually...
phenomenal film.
And it also has quite a bit of pretty detailed lore in it.
Oh, no, they did a good job.
Like, the guy that plays the hunters based off a real Bigfoot hunter. Like
the French guy
is based off a real guy. Like, it's kind of interesting. There's actually some, like, Bigfoot lore in that. But mostly to have it all go back is that one interesting description, the final description of the Bigfoot, was when this woman described about how the Bigfoot came out of the brush and that she couldn't literally describe its face. She said it was blurry. She looked at it and it was blurry and she couldn't do it. And she says, I know what I saw, but I didn't know what I saw. But then he could say that it's because, which I kind of find interesting. One Bigfoot theory I really like comes from the Newkirks about this one idea of Bigfoot being a ghost of an old form of human.
Okay.
Right, like, imagine that we're in
that
a world.
That has more legs than anything else I've heard.
Imagine if Loch Ness Monster was a ghost of a plesiosaur. Like, imagine if it was thing.
This is cool.
That's a funny, dumb idea,
that's
right?
That's cool.
Isn't that stupid?
I like believing that.
Yeah, that's stupid
that
and funny.
Fun thing to believe.
And so this idea of, like, or a thought form, this idea that we have thought about these things, and they are out there, and there are mysterious things in the woods. But the main issue, I do believe, according to physicists, or biologists, is the idea that main issue is that Bigfoot would require a massive amount of resources. Mm-hmm. So a mammal that large would require the food intake for a mammal that
would
be very noticeable. It would just be extremely noticeable. It'd be the same as any other 9-foot tall creature that would need protein and you would need all these things and it would hunt, and like that's kind of the major issue. It's like that's kind of where they said they're like you can kind of maybe think it could hide, it could be an herbivore,
it doesn't need protein necessarily
to get that big.
Yeah,
cows do.
I mean, I guess brontosauruses and those old animals, but they didn't live very
buffalo doesn't fucking eat.
I think that buffalo will eat pussy or something. I don't know. Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com.
Rhinoceros is fucking herbivore.
Are they all herbivores? I think they eat like birds and squirrels if they can, right?
No.
I don't know.
Rhinoceros has birds pecking at its head all day.
But I think if it could get one, it'll eat one.
No. It's an herbivore.
I don't know.
Panda bear.
Side stories, LPOTL, gmail.com. I want to know. That is
they will not eat a bird.
Yeah, that's just Google AI saying whatever it is.
I believe it on this
Google
case,
AI is just trying to calm women down. That's all it's trying to do, because I had to deal with this.
I agree with that.
I literally had to explain to Natalie about like how certain dogs get stolen because they are intact genitally, right? And they get stolen to be bred, right? And that is essentially who took Johnny Gosh but for dogs.
Yeah, people steal
dogs. And she started to cry. She immediately got so upset with me for saying that. And then I had to go like, no, baby, that doesn't exist. There's no way that exists. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm crazy. I'm evil. I'm crazy.
I had one time we were driving. Julie was driving. We were in New Jersey. And it was like raining and it was at night, and this cat ran in front of Julie's car on the highway and she killed it. And I just remember looking at her and just be like, I can't believe you hit that possum. You know, yep. Just feel like,
oh my god, that possum!
It's like clearly a cat.
Oh,
you know,
my,
like,
no, that no, possum. That possum!
I kid, that dirty, dirty possum.
I bet it. Honestly, most possums only run into the road if they have rabies. So I'm certain that actually we did a good thing.
So I actually, all of this being said,
I can't stop thinking about the ghost thing.
I think,
and not to interrupt you, but that just now I'm just like locked in, like, what if Rambo's a ghost? What if I get to, like, you know, what if I get to find my boy?
Well, you know, they talk about this with animal ghosts all the time, people. I actually would love to, this is, finally can get some woo on back on here. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I'd love to hear stories of you getting haunted by your pets.
Yeah.
I know, I have heard it.
I would love a pet seance.
Multiple
That's
times.
That's a seance I'm into.
Yeah, well, pet psychic, can we talk to one?
No.
Yeah, yeah,
you want to get into bigger trouble than we did fucking Beyond the Veil?
Yeah.
Because talk about just...
Oh, when I'm channeling a good boy?
It's just like... The pet psychic world is so funny because it's so deeply manipulative. And my mom gets it all the time. Because it's like, there's something about it. There's some people that can smell it. Like, my mom has had multiple people go up to her and be like, I talked to your dog in the afterlife. And she's happy. She wants to know that you're happy. And you're just like, why are you people doing this to each other?
I had a stewardess tell me that Champ loves me. That she was,
well, it's
she
obvious.
Was picking up his messages on
yeah.
the plane.
Yeah, obviously yeah. Champ loves me. Yeah, it's not like, am I sitting here wondering, is Champ sending mixed signals?
She's
no.
Like, he didn't like being trapped in that little container.
Of course not.
He didn't. Yeah. It's called Read Your Palm Harbor.
Oh, God help us. But I would say that, like, open your mind a little bit to the idea that there might be something going on. It is interesting to have so many witnesses. They called the police. The newspapers got involved. Like, the news actually came and investigated it. The police came. They came and investigated it. They found nothing. But there is... People really shooken up. They saw something weird. And I think that, you know, things can hide in the woods, sure. But the one thing that this guy said, I will say there was a couple of theories that he had that kind of, I was like, all right, you probably shouldn't say that. Where he was saying one theory, what he was afraid of, he's like, well, you know, there's a fault line that runs through Ohio.
Oh, shut up.
And what if these Bigfoot are starting to feel the little vibrations.
They came up through the earth?
No.
They're moving down there like War of the Worlds?
They're going to Bigfoot country, Delaware.
Oh.
They're moving to Biden Town. They're moving to DuPont country.
Well, that is...
Because they think that maybe the chemicals can hold the earth together. Because they're out there and they're saying maybe they are warning us about a big earthquake that will finally bring Cleveland into the sea. As was foretold.
I think all the burger grease is holding it in place. Now, here, the one thing I did find interesting about the Bigfoot thing, because I read the articles, was that they were saying how he's, like, walking, how he's moving. And
he walks in an interesting gait. He walks in a specific gait.
Yeah, well, not just that. He's nomadic.
Yes.
And it's not in one. He doesn't have a home.
No. Humans were nomadic.
Yeah, were.
We were before we decided to create things
suburbs.
Known as surpluses. We started to understand that we could stay and we could create habitats, and then eventually that turned into governments, and eventually that turned into glory holes and guys doing daisy chains and all sorts of in strip malls. And, you know, what we know is the United States of goddamn America.
So Bigfoots don't, like, live in a cave.
I don't know, Eddie. I think they disappear at night.
Yeah, you think when they get, but most of the sightings are at night.
Hmm. Some of them. That's when they wake up, they go to the bathroom.
This all started with you saying that there was a Bigfoot sighting during the day and that is rare.
That is rare.
And now you're saying that they can't be seen at night.
I'm saying when they go to sleep, they disappear. That if Bigfoot is physically real, I don't know where he sleeps. He might sleep on the ground.
Of course he sleeps on the ground.
I mean, underground.
Or maybe in a tree.
No, we'd see him in a tree. He's big. He's fucking huge.
This thing says Bigfoots have been known to sleep in abandoned buildings.
Oh, this is where
Jesus
we're now.
I'm done.
No, you know what it is that
I think Bigfoot is still a mystery. I do believe there is a sort of spiritual, psychic energy to it. There's something else. If we really want to get into it, I'm not going to immediately say it's all fake, because I still think that there's something out there in them woods. There's something out there in them woods, but you never know what it is, and we'll never know, probably. And I don't know if we need a Bigfoot to, like, come out. A Bigfoot will literally need to, like, show up. I feel like in this level too, in this year of our Lord 2026, with all of the bad pop culture and all the bad stuff, like, I just feel like a Bigfoot is this close to being on, like, Jake Paul.
It would,
like,
really on the,
like,
help,
like, a Paul Brothers show. You know what I mean?
The psyche of America if Bigfoot just, like, came out and, like, did an interview.
Yes. It would help everybody. Yeah. But we're not there yet, and I don't think we ever will be, because I don't think it's the right time for him.
Yeah. Can I say something real quick, just as, like, a public service announcement?
Yes.
Costco's recalling meatloaf. So if you bought a bunch of meatloaf,
if you're in line, stay in line.
Yeah.
Return it. They're
taking returns.
Stay in line.
But yeah, there's salmonella in the meatloaf at Costco. So oh be my. Careful.
What are we doing?
And it's
doing?
In this every, breaking news. It's almost every state.
He has a Google alert for
I
meatloaf.
I just wanted to let you guys know it's something that popped in me, and I just want to let you. I just got a Costco membership. I'm not scared of Costco. I just want you to know.
Oh, I'm back
at meatloaf at Costco.
We're doing
careful.
Our spring Thanksgiving. I got to get my lamb.
Oh, yes.
Mm. So I gotta go to Costco. It's the only place I get it.
That's it. So if you bought a meatloaf pack at Costco in the past couple weeks, return it. Meatloaf with mashed Yukon potatoes and glaze.
Ooh, wow.
Salmonella. No one is dead yet.
Not yet. But if you die by meatloaf, we will honor you on the show.
Yeah. Even meatloaf himself is dead.
He is dead.
So don't eat him either.
No. You'd only be chewing on bone.
Live from your grave.
Now, we have a couple of other stories we can get to because... Oh, also, just so you know, there was a giant documentary that specifically disproved the Patterson Patty. The big Bigfoot Patty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they saw rehearsal footage.
Why would you keep the rehearsal footage? I just doesn't make sense to me. If you're, like, head of a conspiracy... And you're, like, creating it. Just destroy the footage.
I need you to spend more time with Bigfooters to understand why. I need you to spend more time with Bigfooters to really understand. Because still, we'll always talk about the musculature. We'll always talk about how, obviously, whoever was in the Patterson Gimlin film was pretty jacked. That always was what I was saying before, is that you could see the musculature of his back, you could see the musculature of his legs.
Yeah.
But now, if you really look at it, it is very much a costume.
Of course it's a costume. It might as well be a refrigerator box with fur on top
of
it.
But it's kind of nice in a way. It's a very good costume.
Yes, for back in the day, sure.
See? That one's gone, too. Another dream flushed on the toilet. But I still don't think that doesn't mean that there's not something out in their woods.
Yeah.
You never know.
There's got to be something in the woods.
There's stuff in the woods, buddy.
You see, but the thing is, like, the deep voice is what threw me. Because for all these years, I heard high pitch.
Well, just high pitch screams and almost sonar like grunts.
Okay. And that's for when he shits. But we didn't find the shit.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, good.
That's my belief. That's my personal belief.
All right.
Now, we got to give a shout out to this guy.
Who's he?
Tommy Thompson.
Oh, yeah,
dude. We're
going
to give a shout out. Now, this guy, very rarely do we celebrate the criminal. But today we do.
I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to say something. Just trying to say something. It seems like we care, right? But today, this guy deserves it.
Oh, my God.
He deserves to be fully celebrated because he won.
He did win. It was a long fight, but God damn it, has this man won. Tommy Thompson, he found treasure, true shipwreck treasure, years ago in 1988.
So the goal is, he was charged by a company, right?
Yeah.
He's a research scientist from Ohio. He found the SS Central America. And
bad
I guess
name for a ship.
Well, yeah, we are strange. And then it had thousands of pounds, I guess, of sunken treasure that was in it, right? It was there for 150 years. And I guess this guy, Tommy Thompson, found the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had it minted into coins.
Yes. And now no one ever found the coins.
So he got the gold. The company said we never got our money, right? It goes, just like, you were supposed to give us millions of dollars in gold. He got the old bullion turned into coins, and then they went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept trying to ask him, where's my gold coins? Where's my gold coins? And he kept it a secret.
And they put him in prison.
So this is the things. They kept him in secret because it was contempt, right?
Yeah. Which you really only could stay in prison for 18 months for that.
Yes, because he said here that they had yet to receive any money from the $50 million sale of more than 500 gold bars and thousands of coins, just part of the ship's booty. Thompson, living in Florida, he went to seclusion. He became a fugitive, and eventually he got arrested.
Yeah.
They found him in a hotel room. Now, this is my thing, is like, he obviously didn't have the money. So, because he was holed up in some like horrific hotel room, and I guess he figured that maybe this was sort of like the plan altogether, because he had these coins. They were evaluated at $2.5 million at the time, and I guess he had given them over to a trust in Belize. And then he said that they tried to do this $50 million sale, but most of the money went towards legal fees and bank loans and all this kind of shit. But they put him in jail for contempt. And you're only supposed to be there for 18 months.
They put him in for 10 years.
Because he refused to say where the gold was. And so finally, they've decided that they can't keep him in.
They had to release him. I mean, in my opinion, this man has a case against the government.
He legitimately just said...
10 years they put him in for contempt.
For contempt. And they finally just said, I don't think that he... I don't think this is working. And they've decided to release him. So Tommy Thompson, he got released after a decade in jail. And he still got the gold.
He's got the gold!
And that's the thing. So now wherever it is, he's got it hidden. Now he's free and clear.
He's a real life leprechaun.
He's free and clear now. And so he can go get that gold and go and live in Brazil. And he can,
could he live in America first
in a butt. Why would you? Fuck that. Fuck us.
Honestly, we put him in prison for 10 years.
Seriously, dude.
Yeah, and it's just gold. You take that money. It's not American currency. It's just gold. You spend that anywhere.
You take that and you move to fucking Colombia and you live the life.
Yeah, because he served his time.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they can do anything about it.
So if he, like, shows up in court covered in gold, like, they can't do anything about it, right?
I think that as long as the gold never appears anywhere. I think they could still get... I don't know. SideStoriesLPLTL@gmail.com.
Is the gold his? Officially.
I don't know.
He did time. He did 10 years. In my opinion, he earned it.
It was for contempt. It wasn't for... necessarily for breaching the contract. Yeah. Like, that's the problem. Because now he's like, yeah, I've got me gold. You know, every single day, he's just in that fucking... All the Pirates of the Caribbean beer and memorial. He's more like... He's made like a Johnny Depp mural and is like fucking out of his own shit in his little cell. Just going like, hey, everybody... He knows everybody just loves him.
Yeah.
Calling him the captain.
Well, there's got to be at least a couple people in prison. Do you think I would have told every person in prison a different place where the gold was.
And an erasure. I'll meet you there. It's like, how much fun would that be? And then you're like, and then promising guys gold? How much would be like, now listen here, sonny. You've got a fine little girl-like mouth. And how about you give me a kiss? And I'll give you one gold coin.
He just draws an X over some guy's asshole. Yeah.
Where do you think the gold is? Where did he put it? Where would you guys hide it?
Belize.
Dude, I don't even want to fucking guess.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta bury it.
It's in the desert or something.
It'd be inside me.
Well, it's gotta be in the Caribbean somewhere.
I would bury that gold, maybe in nowhere. Well, no one will find it. We'll put a bunch of copies of Jiggly on top of it.
I mean, but how would he know if no one got to it? I mean, he's been in prison for 10 years. Someone could have found it by now.
Well, maybe he's got somebody. I was him. I'd have a sweet little chica down old Brazil.
You can't
trust
these chicas, man.
No, man.
You can't trust these chicas.
I'd tell that little chica.
These chicas today.
I would say you sit down there. I'll tell you what. I'd be like, see, may, I forgot how to say return. May return you.
You sweet, beautiful woman.
It's
beautiful
too
woman.
Long to leave a chica with and, that much gold. I'm telling you, man.
But no, what he say? He's like, here's one gold coin. You take that in your purse and you keep it. And the rest of the gold, that'll be there. But when I come back, if I see one coin gone, you're walking the plank.
You know, like us girls are going to walk the plank, man. When's the last time you made a girl walk the plank?
Oh, man, never.
Girls these days, I feel like that thing, that buys a man's loyalty.
What, planks?
No, this idea of being like...
One gold coin?
I'll watch your gold.
Man, we got to be careful right now.
Si, senor, I want your gold.
When the internet goes down...
Si, senor, me love you.
And the stock market crashes...
Me gusta gold.
This guy's got it. He's going to win.
That's what I'm saying, dude. She knows. She's reading the fucking... You don't think little chica ain't reading the fucking The Atlantic? Looking at the all of the various problems with our... With the fact that we're fucking heading towards a weird mini recession? You know what I mean? He knows. She knows gold holds.
So they're just are they just spying on this guy still too?
Like, that's what I would be.
He's gonna be watching him forever. Now?
Oh no, that's the thing. He's got to go. That's probably kind of the problem right now. Is now he's probably moving the gold back and forth.
You know, you can get gold bars at Costco.
What?
Yeah, you could buy a gold bar at Costco, and then put it under your bed and wait for the fucking government to collapse.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Let's see. Hold on. See, look, here we got these right here. You can gold bar. Yeah, you can buy a gold bar at Costco. Yeah, I don't know how much they are exactly, but I know
it's a perfect gift for your insufferable uncle.
Yeah. $2,679.
Wow.
For a gold bar.
That's almost worth it.
Yeah.
And then you know what's great about it? And you know what's awesome about it? Can't wear it. Can't do anything with it. You can just sit there.
Why do they put elephants on it?
I don't know. It's got to look like something.
Yeah, I guess that's cool. But yeah, gold bar. Buy it at Costco.
Oh, man, check goes on sale.
Yeah. So when you're returning all your meatloaf, say you got like $2,600 of meatloaf.
Let's say.
Just say you bought that and you're like, hey, I you know what? I got to return that. Give me, here's all the meatloaf for one gold bar.
Give me your gold. Give me the gold.
All right. So we got a couple of stories that I'm interested in. How much time do we have left? I guess we have as much time as we want. It's our life.
So show.
Yeah. Well, we got these Florida teens that killed someone.
In the name of Adam Lanza.
Yeah.
They were trying to do a blood
this
ritual.
Just fucked up.
They're just shitty teenagers. There's another thing that I just got sent another email about a 13-year-old killing somebody over a tablet.
Okay.
Another tablet-based murder. And it's just like, it's true. We got to be careful. The screen time. Yeah,
really
be careful
is.
With this screen time. I'm not a parent. So glad I'm not a parent. Carmi and Wendy, I didn't have to deal with anything. The fact that they showed them three Nicholas Wyndham Refn films
on
Sunday. You know what I mean? I don't have to deal with that. I don't have to deal with any blowback of the fact that we sat and watched Pusher Bleeder and Valhalla Rising together. Mm-hmm. And I can do that because it's not going to frame the brain. It's going to change the brains of Carmi and Wendy. You know, but there's something about this with the tablets. These kids are addicted.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't go anywhere near elementary school.
I don't because
these
talk
kids
to,
are all packing.
I don't want to talk to a college student.
These kids are packing, man. We gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Never fuck with a child. These molesters should be more on their toes.
They really should.
These kids gotta be. We should give. Think about this. That would be kind of fun with more kids with conceal and carry. Give them little derringers.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. One shot. That's all they get.
Honestly, if we're doing this
full
at this
M&M.
Point, straight up at this point. With the amount of pedophilia kind of in the news and how much school shootings are going on at this point, I'm saying we give toddlers derringers.
Derringers?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
The little ones.
Yeah, because I can't put my finger in one.
No. No, it's for a baby.
It's for a baby or?
A little woman.
A little woman. There was a story we wanted to get to last week that we skipped.
Yes, but this one is good because it came up several times on our weekend.
Oh, yeah. So, seven men plead guilty in interstate robbery scheme at Pennsylvania rest stops.
These guys are fucking so stupid.
There's seven guys, and they are all uglier than the last one.
They are. Talk about a Delco County fucking crew.
Yeah, so they were all from Ohio, and one was from Tennessee, but they got caught in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And basically, what they were doing was they had a phony lottery scheme where they would all be at a rest stop together.
It's the dumbest scheme you've ever... Scheme is such a... silly word for this too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's a, yeah, just a little trick.
It's stupid.
It's a stupid little trick. So basically, these guys would be like, oh man, they'd see someone arrested. I'd be like, oh man, my buddy just won the lottery and we're playing poker and he's losing. You gotta come play poker against our buddy.
So listen to this, okay? Okay, think about this. So one man comes up to you. You're at a rest stop.
Yeah.
On the highway.
This isn't like a truck stop. It's a rest stop.
A guy comes up to you and goes, hey, free money behind the rest stop. Like, yeah. Essentially being like, this guy, but it's convoluted way to say, like, do you want to get in on this random poker game with us and go after this fake poker hustler?
Yes.
Right? And so you have
to. And the poker game is behind the rest stop.
So you have to just go, like, okay. Yep. Oh, I wasn't on my way anywhere. That's a fact. Exactly. Hopefully this turns into some kind of Daisy Jane. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. That's all I can think of.
God! Chili, gosh, that sounds phenomenal.
I've got to go.
Yeah.
I've got to go. Now tell me if we go down there, it's a, oh, this is one of those amazing things. What a wonderful way for money to kind of go for hand to hand to all the various people.
It's a unique way. Rob accidentally put a Bernie Sanders picture up.
I just got to say, it's just amazing to just say how this is a normal way for money to kind of go down from those that have to those that don't. And this is an amazing way for the American system. We're going to work on a new, it's kind of socialist way.
So basically, they would trick them into coming behind the, to play poker behind the rest stop. And the moment they got behind the rest stop, they would just beat them up and take their money. And they were doing this for a long time in multiple states, even in Canada.
Well, I just love the fact that you'd come around and see a scene out of Guys and Dolls. You'd see a scene, it's one guy, and then you see six guys fake playing poker. They're all like, yeah, I'll see that. Oh, I'll raise that. Oh, you can see them all doing me like playing dice, just like when they come around the corner and they're all like, luck be lady tonight.
Yeah.
Luck be lady tonight.
So they were doing this for how long? Like
3 months.
3 months they were doing it. And between the seven of them, they made $21,000.
Okay, so I want you to do the math here. Seven guys make 21 grand over 3 months. So that's seven guys divided by 21 grand, right? Seven guys, that's $3,000 a month.
$3,000 for all of them.
For all of them.
Each.
So each one makes about...
not enough for rent.
Yes, each one makes a grand.
No, each of them made $3,000 over a grand a month. It's a grand.
It's
a month.
It's a grand a month,
yes.
Which is not rent.
No, they had, it is and
this
not is, rent.
And this is why we were so surprised. I always remember we had a 10-person sketch group, and Murder Fist, and when we were doing Murder Fist, we had a 10-person sketch group, and I remember like
it was up to 13 at one point.
But I remember always being like, oh, we're so funny. We're no brainer. How does this not work out for us? And I remember saying this to Michael. I was saying this to Michael Ian Black when we were doing Michael. And he was just like, I was in a 10-person sketch group. It was called The State. We made $100 a person for a bunch of years. He's like, they paid us in being cool. It was awesome. We were broke. We got nothing. And I was like, oh, it's like, it would be extremely expensive to pay a 10-person sketch group any form of livable wage. It's why you didn't get it. And it's like, oh, wow, I didn't even fucking think about that.
Yeah. Well, everyone always told us to ditch everybody. But yeah, the five men are from Cincinnati. So that's cool. And we're going to be in Cincinnati very soon.
Can't wait. Last podcast on left.com. We're over at the Taft.
At the Taft Theater on April 25th. We're going to be there. So maybe we should see if these guys' family want to come.
God, Julie's family's going to love our show.
Yes, they're going to fucking love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, them. I don't think they're going to come. I think some of them are going to come.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I want to show the backstage. And then and then I want her to leave.
Well, just wrap her head in a scarf or something.
She doesn't want to see this.
No, she doesn't.
She wants to see the people like me.
Same thing. That's up with my mom.
But she doesn't want to see what I say.
That is all my mom wanted. My mom's main takeaway from when she saw the live show was like, oh, they love it. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, the fans.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks.
I don't know if she's going to be able to handle the Hail Satan call and response.
But maybe she should. Maybe she should get into it. Maybe she should.
We're going to find out what's going to happen. Never once. And you know what? She's going to be sitting in the AVA.
Time's up.
Yeah. So
I got to see it. Come on. Come on. Is this bad?
Oh, we're going to have to cut all this?
I wish we didn't have to. I wish we didn't have to cut everything that Henry just said about my family, but that's out, and you can use your imagination of what it was. Yeah, you just got uninvited to Thanksgiving.
It's not your family fully. It's half
it's
your
my family now. I, wow. It's what happens when you get married, Henry.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It's your family now.
No, I remember right now.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I know. I got some. I have some as well. No, you are, it is, this story is just so funny to me because not only is it a truly bad crime to do.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's a stupid crime. Who has money on them? I guess they did it for 3 months and they got 21 grand, but it's not worth it. Crime does not pay.
No.
And this is not how you do it.
It's proof it does not pay.
These guys are stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they would just see. You know what I think?
One of them was 73.
Do you think that it was because, bad guy, do you think it was because this was an example of one friend of a friend hearing about the crime and them instead of getting them to call the police, they just folded them into the scheme?
Well, when I was...
Do you think that every single time somebody else showed up, I was like, sure, you guys playing poker for real? And they're like, no. This is... No, we're not playing poker for real. But I don't understand. We got all the stuff for poker, and you brought money to it, right? And they're like, no, you see, it's deeper than that. But your best part is we can entertain ourselves playing poker, waiting for criminals, and then just slowly adding guys to the table.
Yeah, I think that every guy who got added was a victim who didn't have any money. And so they're like, listen, you got to earn your keep now. It's like when you buy food, but you can't afford it, and they make you wash dishes.
Yeah. Oh, you're poor, and you're a homeless person? Well, now you're an employee. You know what I mean? Like, oh, great. Does that help? Has anybody that had to wash dishes because they didn't pay for the meal, were they ever good at washing the dishes?
I'm going to say no.
I
think every time they've actually never done that and called the cops and they went to jail.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also think that food's cheap and that sometimes people need to eat.
They already got someone washing the dishes and they have to pay them.
Nothing makes me sad. I do feel like that is the stuff I utterly, fully avoid when it comes to any of my like cop porn at all. Like seeing people shoplift or doing something. That always breaks my heart.
It always breaks my heart.
Seeing people steal food, like watching people get in trouble for stealing food, makes me so fucking sad.
Just give them the food.
Yes, it's just food. Like that's to me. I know it's you lose it, but like on a grocery store, you count that as on your losses and shit. So just give them the food. It's food.
I hate the dine and dash because sometimes
dine and dash is because that fucks with the server.
Sometimes the waiter has to pay for it.
Yes, that fucks with the server.
If it's like a shitty restaurant, the waiter has to pay for it. No, and that's fucked up.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I remember I ate. I'll always remember the days when I was eating at a grocery store. So I will never be angry at somebody for stealing food.
Man, we had this trick we used to do where we'd get like a quarter pound of cheese and then a full pound of roast beef and then we switch the stickers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you just walk out with a full pound of roast beef for $1.
Wow.
Fucking A.
Now, see, that's a good scheme.
Yeah.
That's something that can maybe work. This is something that is stupid. But I do feel like, in a way, this is just men hanging
out. Statue of limitations. You can't get me.
You're right. You can't get them.
All right.
You can't fucking get them. You don't even know what grocery store it was.
Winn-Dixie.
It was Winn-Dixie. But we all know Winn-Dixie is where you go to work if you have a record.
It doesn't make any sense, Winn-Dixie, because they lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the name of the store makes no sense.
Yeah, it's bad. And it was a bad one.
We got listener mail.
We don't. Oh, wait, no.
One.
I do.
Yeah.
We do have listener mail.
And I got a stinger here if you guys want it.
A new one?
Oh, yeah.
This is from Emily. She lives in Lexington, Kentucky. Here we go.
Oh, come on to the show.
Oh, yeah, we're coming.
She's going to be there. She's going to be there.
Fuck yeah. Is that Saul?
It's time for listener emails. The spookiest stories around. It's time for listener emails. Oh, yeah.
That's good. Good murder ballad energy.
Yeah, very, very, Dresden Dolls.
Yeah, I think that was a Saul up top.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
That was very cool. Good
work. Thank you, Emily. That was really cool.
Good work, Emily.
Yeah.
Now, this story goes out to Eddie.
Oh, thank God.
I've been sitting on this story for 30 years. In the 90s, my mom was obsessed with Dan Marino.
Smart woman.
She would pretend to be him in AOL chat rooms, convince media-literate pre-internet boomers that she was him. We even had a second phone line that they could call as proof. Her obsession got so bad we ended
up... But someone has to answer.
Her obsession got so bad we ended up moving down the street from him.
No.
We would go to his church and sit by his family. She pulled my brother out of school so they could meet him at some golf tournament. She had me mail a letter to one of his kids to be friends. Note, I did not want to be his friend. She even has a china cabinet full of Dan Marino commemorative dinner plates.
Fuck yeah.
You should have been his friend. I feel like you don't understand how networking, how big that is in this country.
It's hard. Dan Marino's children are autistic.
I'm sorry.
Or at least one of them is.
Unfortunately, after it came out that Marino was a piece of shit for cheating on his wife, the obsession seemed to fizzle.
Whatever.
Was it because he didn't cheat with my mom? The world may never know. She still has the plates.
You're going to want to hold on to those plates.
Yes, you are.
You're going to want to hold on to those plates. Or you send one over here.
I'll take. You're going to want to hold on to those plates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ed Larson, care of LPN, P.O. Box 470, North Hollywood, California, 91603. Steal one of those plates for me.
You are, because honestly, they could be worth something. I don't know to who. Yeah. All I know is we did go to that Lincoln Market. Go bring them there.
I bought Dan Marino football cards there.
Dude, you know what?
First of all, I got to say, I don't know how true this is because I don't think these people had enough money to live down the street from Dan Marino.
Oh, shit. You couldn't live in a weird place kind of near there.
Nah, not by Dan Marino. He's got to have a place right on the intercoastal.
Oh, wow.
That's too close to the water.
Maybe he's got two homes.
I'm sure he's got a million homes.
Wow.
Dan Marino.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know who I said hello to yesterday and interrupted his day?
Doug Flutie?
John Tesh.
Whoa! That's a good one.
Whoa.
He was walking down the street, and I said, Mr. Tesh? And he was like, yes. I don't know. I just said, I didn't know. Then I realized, like, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I was like, because, like, it's not that I technically said I'm a huge fan.
But you're not.
But then I kind of caveated with, he's like, the way I said to him was, you know, it's just kind of crazy just seeing you all these years. And it's just good to see you.
Is that what you said to him?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Right?
It could be worse.
Yeah, and he was just like, thank you.
I tell you, but I had...
He's huge.
We all know John Tesh is huge.
He's huge.
He's a big, old man. I had, I saw the guy who's a doctor on the pit, the cool doctor on the pit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a smaller part, but he's the one who like shows up. He works with, he's like in the military gear and stuff like that. He's also in Ready or Not Too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's great. He's a great actor. I loved him, but I don't know his name or anything. And he was in front of me in TSA, and they, like, took his bag, you know, like, because he messed up. like they took his bag, and he had to wait for his bag. And then I leaned in behind him. I was like, oh, you gotta leave your scalpel at home. You gotta leave your scalpel at home. And then that guy, Sean Hennessy. And he didn't laugh. He didn't think it was funny.
Well, fuck you, Sean.
Yeah. He didn't think it was funny.
He's trying to engage with you. That's your audience, Sean.
Hey, you gotta leave your scalpel at home.
Hey, Eddie's.
You can't pack your scalpel.
Eddie's like your number one fan. How dare you? Yeah. Eddie's your number one fan.
I love the pit.
You laugh at Eddie.
Oh, God.
Out there, okay?
Yeah.
He said a funny thing to you. Yeah, it was 6 o'clock in the morning at the airport.
Yeah, Sean.
And they took your bag from your hands.
I refuse to learn your name. Very attractive.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, very attractive.
So is John Tesh.
Yeah.
I'll say hello to you. That's important for you to know. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If I want to say hello to a celebrity, I say hello to him.
Really? That scalpel at home.
Mr. Tesh. It's easy to do. Live every day knowing for a fact you never know when you're going to meet John Tesh.
Yeah.
Love the fact that when you meet John Tesh, you don't say weird things like, oh, you're taller than I thought. Because I didn't. I was happy.
Yes.
And then laugh.
How's the weather up there?
Yeah, and then you're going to laugh at the fact that...
Can't believe you're still alive that tall, old.
Exactly. You, a tall man age fast, is what I should have said.
An old giant.
Just laugh, just thinking about how I made his day.
I don't know if you did. I don't know if you did. I think he made your day.
He did. He did make my day.
Come see Side Stories on the Road. Henry and I are having a fucking blast out there. April 17th, Anchorage sold out. Can't come, too bad. Go to Fairbanks the next day.
Dude.
On April 18th.
Come to Fairbanks. We have no idea what the weather is going to be like up there in April, but it's got to be better than it was.
Yes, it's better than February, but that, honestly, we're sorry we missed, and we're coming, and we're going to make it up to you.
We're coming. You guys come. It's going to be fucking, like, we cannot wait.
And I'm going to do some kind of brunch show the next day, too. I'm very excited about
it. Are they just going to sit and watch you eat?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's a mukbang.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just going to eat salmon for them.
That's amazing. It's more like a buckbang because you're getting paid.
Yeah. April 26th, Lexington, Kentucky. We're going to hang out with Emily. What's up? We're going to have some fun.
Emily, I'm coming to your fucking house. Emily, I'm going to have sex with your dogs.
May 7th, LA, Avalon Theater, 9:45, the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Come on out. We going to get horny.
We're
going to be horny.
And just so you know, in Los Angeles, it is also, we're up against the night of too many stars.
Yes.
And if you live in Los Angeles, you know, fuck these goddamn stars, right?
Eat
fuck these
shit fucking pieces. Stars.
We are going to have, we are also going to have celebrity guests.
Yeah, we have full on celebrity guests
so don't
at our
worry.
Show. They are currently being booked.
Yo,
and
yeah.
We got the real stars.
Real
all right?
Stars. Real guests.
Don't you fucking forget about
fuck
it. Who's at the real one?
Who's
at the real one?
This night of many too many stars? Who's there?
Who's there?
What hacks are there?
I don't know. I'm
what fucking
I'm
hacks are there?
What cowards are going to be there, huh? Robert Smigel.
Yeah, what garbage ass fucking pieces of shit are going to be there?
I love
fucking
them.
Idiots like John Stewart and Anthony Jezelnik.
Yeah, some
Chris
real
Rock,
fucking
and
people.
Some
who
low,
do they think this
some
is?
Low level talents like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah. You come to the Avalon where you can see our guns.
And guess what? You probably fucking drink with us afterwards because you're never going to see ever Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You will probably see, you will more than likely, if you come see us, you'll see me and Eddie go to the fucking bathroom.
Hosted by Jon Stewart.
Garbage.
Pussy. Bill Burr.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Oh, yeah. The parking's terrible.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Conan O'Brien. Coward.
Garbage.
Steve Carell. Bastard.
Whatever. I don't even see him live. I see him on the television. I like him better there.
Nikki Glaser. She's great.
We love. Yeah, we
love
her. We can't even joke.
I don't
want to
say anything. Ron
like
Funches. He's
we
cool
like
too. Yeah, Kimmel.
Ones.
I like these
no,
guys.
Actually, a very nice
Matt
night.
Matt Rife. Oh,
Matt
Rife.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You bet. You fucking. You bring Annabelle to us.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Matt Rife has not said word one about Annabelle since he fucking purchased her from her pimp.
Yeah, dude. You.
That's
fucking,
what I want to know.
Yeah,
her
you,
fucking pimp.
You slave owner.
You human trafficker.
Yeah.
Matt Rife. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah. That's what we're fucking talking about.
Yeah. But anyways, come and see us.
May 30th, Rochester, June 28th, London, Ontario.
Yes, because Rochester, again, Rochester is really where we shine.
Yeah.
That's where we shine.
Yeah, we don't shine anywhere else, but Rochester, woo, bring your sunglasses.
Yeah, because we're going to be so shiny.
Yeah. Also, April 3rd, come and check me and Amber out at the Lyric Hyperion out in L.A. You're going to have a lot of fun. That's on Good Friday.
That's a great idea. It's a great fucking idea, Addy.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Well, hail Satan.
And hail Baldorada's pork sandwich shop.
Seriously,
in
man.
Urbana, Illinois.
Holy shit, dude. That fucking pork. That porchetta sandwich. They make their own porchetta.
Mm.
And they made all their own meats.
God.
And they bake their own bread. I smell the bread in the back. It's the best smelling bathroom I've ever been in.
Yeah. That's
I farted in there. Yeah. And it still smelled good.
Yeah, it was just like, thank you. It said thank you when you farted.
Yeah.